The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Lack of space in Fermoy's Educate Together school in Cork has resulted in teachers having to teach their classes in hallways and staff rooms. And as the demand for places in the forthcoming school year increases, it's anticipated that the situation will only get worse. Now, the principal, Tony Maguire, says herself and her colleagues refuse to remain silent about this any longer. And she joins me now. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, will you explain to us exactly how your school came to be?
Yes, so I think it's important to give a bit of background here. So in 2012, the department issued a survey to parents in the local area about the types of schools they wanted and the demand for schools in the area. And actually, it was very clear from that survey that people in Fermoy wanted an alternative school setting for their children. And following that survey, the department worked with Educate Together to open an Educate Together school in Fermoy. Now, we were opened under what's called a divestment agreement. And there's a couple of stipulations in that. So there must be an existing building in the town for us to open in, and it must be an educational building. There was to be 4 mainstream classes and 104 children. That was the divestment agreement at which we
now,
opened under.
Was that a minimum of 104?
Maximum of 104.
A maximum of 104?
Maximum of 104, yeah. Which would mean we were a mixed grade, so we've juniors and seniors together, first and second, third and fourth, and a fifth and sixth. And 104 is my max, with 13 in each age group.
Okay.
So I'm very aware of our divestment agreement, and we've been working within the bounds of that. But I suppose the biggest issue for us at the moment, Pat, is that according to the department's buildings manual, it stipulates that classrooms should be 80 metres squared. But unfortunately, in our current school setting, our classrooms are nowhere near that. So 3 of the 4 classrooms that the department provided us, one is 25 metres squared, one is 40 metres squared, and one is 60 metres squared.
OK, far shy of the 80 metres squared.
Far shy, yeah.
But you've one that's over 80 metres, do you?
Yes, I have one that is 90 metres squared.
Okay. But in each of these classrooms, if you were to say you've 4 classrooms and you've 104 students, that means there's going to be, give or take, 26 students in each room.
Yes, correct. 26 children, which I cannot fit safely in 2 of those classrooms. I cannot even physically fit 26 children in the classroom that's 25 metres squared.
No. So, I mean, they'd have they could stand there maybe, but they couldn't. They'd have no room for a desk.
I can't physically fit the chairs and desks in the classroom. And there is no library. I can't fit storage units for books. You know, there's nothing else in the room, and I still can't fit the children.
All right. Now the situation is that you're in a building that before you could open, it had to be already fit for educational purposes. What building is that?
Yes. So we are in the old Gael School, or the old Tech that was here. And there was a Gael School here before us, a primary school. They were granted a new school build and moved to their new school build, freeing up this building. When the department decided to put us in here, they decided to co-locate us with Cork ETB. So we are in the basement floor, which comprises of the 4 classrooms, a staff room and an office. But I have absolutely no allocation of space for additional education teaching or for English and additional language learners. And upstairs, there are 3 floors above us that are currently in occupation by Cork ETB.
Now, how many students are attending the Cork ETB courses?
I'm aware that 25 students are currently attending Youth Reach, and I'm not aware of the numbers who are currently attending other ETB courses like computer courses and language courses.
All right, but they have 3 floors all to themselves, the Youth Reach and the Education Training Board courses, and you have a basement with 4 rooms.
Yes, with 4 rooms.
Yeah, you have a kitchen as well.
We have a staff room, yes, which is currently being used as a classroom for English and additional learners.
Yeah. Now, people can look in the Irish Independent this morning and they can see the pictures. This is not you just talking off the top of your head. There are pictures of the students at work in these unfit spaces.
Yes. And the department are refusing to engage with me, saying, keep going back, that this was the divestment agreement, this was to be your permanent home. And I said, but I'm not breaking the divestment agreement. I'm 20 children off my maximum. I still have 4 mainstream classes, but I want them to acknowledge that the space that they put us into was never fit for purpose in the first place, and that it is their responsibility to solve this problem for us as per the divestment agreement, because I haven't stepped outside those boundaries, and I've kept very carefully to my agreement, as I was told to do so. But they're failing to engage with me now.
Yeah, now there had to be a school building that was appropriate to teaching, yes, and so on, and there was the old, yes, Gael skull, which has now been replaced with the spanking new, yes, Gael skull. But this, yes, idea of confining you to 104, where did that 104 come from?
That 104 came from the fact that the other schools in Fermoy at the time were not full, but that there was demand from the population of Fermoy for an additional school, a different patronage, one that wasn't Catholic or Church of Ireland. They wanted another option for their children. So we were opened not to replace another school or not because of an increase in population, but to offer choice. So, yeah, you know, we're perfectly understanding of why a cap was put on us, and we, you know, we're happy to stick within that, and I'm not asking to skirt outside that, but I am saying that it's not fair that they put us in here because we were never going to fit, and they didn't provide the additional space for children who have additional needs.
And when you agreed to go in, were you aware of the constrictions of space?
So I actually took over in 2022 as principal, so I've inherited this issue and have spent 18 months trying to rectify it and trying to work with the department through putting forward proposals of my own and working in my own time because I'm a teaching principal. So I have spent the evenings trawling through stuff, trying to find proposals, and proposal after proposal have been turned down by the department. And they've basically taught me before Christmas to put up and shut up and manage my enrolments. Now, to manage my enrolments, Pat, would mean I would have to drop down from taking 13 a year to taking 8 a year. I would lose a classroom teacher, and I will end up having a junior, seniors, a first, second, and then a third to sixth with 32 children in it.
Okay.
Which to me is totally unfair when there was a divestment agreement there, and I'm now being asked to further decrease my numbers because they haven't provided the proper building.
Okay, now I'm just looking at the pictures, and it's worth looking at them if you get the Independent today, because there are desks along the corridor and there's all sorts of the work of the students pasted to the wall in one picture. In another picture, which is in the staff room, I'm looking at a cooker and toasters and a kettle and, yes, an urn, you know, one of those urns for boiling water. Yes. I cannot think that this is okay under health and safety.
It's not. It's not. And we have a health and safety advisor who will be coming out to do a health and safety report for us, because it's not okay. And where the tables are in the front hallways in front of a fire exit, you know, so the children have to funnel to the left to keep away from the tables. But I have nowhere else to put those tables. I have nowhere else to put those children. And should our classrooms be big enough, there would have been a possibility for us to do that additional teaching at the back of the classroom. But because our classrooms are already too small, I can't fit an SET teacher at the back of the classroom because there is physically no space. So we've had to migrate out into the corridors.
Now, they're just telling you put up or shut up, that kind of thing. You know, stop moaning,
yeah,
live within your divestment agreement.
This is your divestment agreement. And I'm saying, but I haven't broken the divestment agreement. I'm not requesting to break the divestment agreement. I'm merely asking you to acknowledge that the space you gave us did not fall within that divestment agreement. And there was no way we were going to have four mainstream classes. And I suppose in my naivety, I presume they would engage with us and help us to find that extra space. There is extra space above us. I'm not asking for extra funding. I'm not asking for a new building. I'm not asking for a greenfield site. I'm asking for a couple of classrooms upstairs to be made available for us to use.
And have you managed to get a space audit done of the building? Because, you know, you can only guess at what the needs of the Education Training Board are upstairs.
Yes.
And
so,
indeed,
so there was a representative from the ETB came down and did say that they needed the space they had and therefore couldn't facilitate us having extra space. But there was no independent assessor from the department that attended that or that has looked around. Nobody from the Department of Education has come to visit my site to see what we're dealing with on a daily basis, or have they come to check the top half of their building to see if something could be done with. They haven't entered into talks with Cork ETB to see if we could work up something. And I've been requesting meetings to see if we could work together, you know, as a local community. And I have great relationships with ETB and with, you know, all our neighbours. That's who we are. We're part of the community. And I want to sit down and have conversations, but they're not facilitating that and they're not engaging with those.
Now, how many students do you have who are requiring extra services, be it language services or special needs?
So 62% of our school, that's about 52 out of the 87 children we currently have an identified additional need, which is way higher than the national average. And we did have the NCSE behavioural support out to us last year to support us, you know, with those needs. And the lady walked around the school and she came and sat in the office and was very honest. And she said, you're doing the best you can with the space that you have. And she said, I have ideas, but you can't put quiet corners in your classroom. You can't put a dark tent in the corner for that child because there is nowhere for it to go. So it's a very frustrating situation. I have a wonderful staff who work tirelessly for the kids and love and nurture is at the middle of everything we do here. But we are totally constrained by the space that we have.
Okay, and you're not looking for money, you're just looking for space.
No. Space, which is upstairs, and I think with talks and conversations, we're happy to do a floor swap where we go up and have access to the top floors and that they come down and have access to the bottom floor. You know, I've put forward several proposals and they're not really being looked into, I feel, at length.
Now, where does the buck stop here? Is it with Marlborough Street, the Department of Education, the minister, basically?
Yes, it's with the minister and the buildings department. You know, it's their responsibility to make sure children are housed in safe circumstances and they have a safe learning environment. And to put it back on me to manage my enrolments and further, you know, decrease the numbers in the school isn't fair on us when there are options out there. And they would have known first day signing on the dotted line of this agreement that we weren't going to fit.
They must have known that, yeah.
Which is their manual. They must have known that the classrooms they were seeing were to be four mainstream classes. They knew they were not within their guidelines and within their guidance.
Okay, only one of them being adhering to the guidelines, one of the four classrooms.
And if all our classrooms are 60 metres squared, Pat, I wouldn't be here complaining. But when you have two classrooms that are severely below what it is, you know, deemed as a safe learning environment, then it's not okay.
I'm just thinking the studio I'm working from now is probably 25 square metres about, I'd say, just looking at eyeballing it. And I cannot imagine 26 kids sitting beside me here trying to do a bit of work. Just impossible. Impossible.
Yeah, it is impossible. And it's not fair. And the children, they deserve better. You know what? And I keep fighting for the children because they deserve so much better.
Well, the first thing, the first time you have boiling water spilling over a child, I'll tell you, they'll get their cough softened straight away and they'll be screaming blue murder and blaming you instead of blaming themselves.
They will. And we've an autism class has been sanctioned, Pat, and I can't open the autism class because they won't sanction me the space for that either.
Right.
So I have a sanction letter from the NCSE saying that there is a need in the area for another autism class to provide much needed spaces for children. And I cannot open that class because the department won't recognise that sanction letter and won't give me the space. Well, and I have four children sitting in our school who are currently supporting, who have on their reports they need an autism class.
All right. Well, Tony, you're a great principal for speaking out. I know it's not easy to speak out, but you have to make your case because this is an intolerable situation. And it needs to be rectified.
You know, I've done everything I can in the background for 18 months to follow the lines and do what I'm supposed to do. And I've got nowhere. So I do feel for the children. I have to do this for the children.
All right. Tony McGuire, principal of the Educate Together School in Fermoy. Thank you very much for joining us. Well, now it's time to make someone very happy this afternoon.
Your chance to win big. News Talk's
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.